makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. Like I'm always writing to you, this wonderful country, America, is treating your son Luigi very good. And soon I'm going to be making my first million. Then I'm going to call myself Luigi J.P. Basco. In America, this J.P. stands for Jackpot. Yeah, it means you got everything. Of course, to my countryman, Pasquale, J.P. is a stand for only one thing. Justice of the peace. But don't worry, I'm not going to marry Russia and...
Hello, Pasco.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. Come in, come in. You're just in time to have something to eat with
you. No, thanks. I just had some juice and eggs with Astro, the fruit man, and I had some sandwiches and coffee with the Pellegrinos, and then I...
Oh, please. Just a little bite for friendship. Some grits and a chicken, or a little lasagna.
Nah. Pasco, the way this neighborhood feeds me, my mailbag keeps getting lighter as I go along, but my stomach gets heavy. Anyway, here's your letter.
Oh, it's like... How is it from my mama? Wait, open up and you hear what she writes.
Fine, and I will have some grapes.
Sure. I'm thinking you're going to try some chicken, too. Here's what she says. Listen. I'm very happy, dear Luigi, to read how you love your wonderful country, America, and how you've become rich. The whole family is a wish they was in America to help you pick up some of the gold that's on the streets. My son, we all thank you for the presents you send us. That egg slice you send me is very nice, but I don't think it's going to be too good. Every time you try to slice up the egg, it's a break open and everything is a spill out. Uncle Pietro says thank you for the suspenders. Clarence, you should see him snap at them. He makes more noise than the richest man in Italy. And Aunt Margarita thanks you for the party shoes. But, Luigi, I'm surprised on you. If you're so rich, how come you send Aunt Margarita's shoes with a bigger hole in the front? Well, don't worry, my son. Everything comes to you, like we say. Aunt Margarita is saving the shoes to wear when her bigger toes are going to hurt. Now, my son, I'm like to ask you a big favor. As long as you got so much money, please send me $40, which I'm going to need very much. Don't ask why just to send. I'm a bless you, Luigi. Goodbye. Keep a healthy mom.
You look pale, Luigi. Something wrong?
Plenty. My mama needs $40 and the millionaire ain't got it. I'm better go to my night school asking my friends to tell me what to do.
Well, don't worry. Maybe you can dig it up.
Impossible. You can dig up something you never buried.
Luigi, you got yourself in a bad spot, all right.
Sure, but why did you ever tell your mother you were a millionaire?
I'm one she should be proud of me. In America, everybody expects you should be rich. Friends, what I should do, huh?
Luigi, I got it. Into my head, an idea just pooped.
Yeah, but what I'm gonna tell her, Schultz?
You say you were a millionaire, but you just paid it your income tax and now you're broke again.
This is no time to be joking.
Luigi, I just can't understand how you ever came to write your mother such untruthful story.
Olson, this I can understand. She's an old lady, and Luigi wanted her to feel her son was really getting to be a big shot in America.
It's all right to tell her he's a big shot, but Luigi, why did you have to become the atom bomb? Now, you write your mother today and tell her the whole thing was just a little fun, maybe. You ain't...
No, no, I'm not going to break her heart.
Why, you gentlemen, here comes the teacher.
Good evening, class.
Good evening, Miss Paul.
Good evening.
My, don't we all look serious tonight? Well, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
I wish I was dead.
What? Now, what brought that on, Mr. Schultz?
Luigi. He's in a tight spot, and only one thing can help him out.
And what's that?
$1 million.
What?
It's a long story, Miss Spaulding. Luigi wrote his mama he's a millionaire. So she wrote him she wants $40 on account. And she needs a dog.
Oh.
Miss Spaulding, I wish you were telling Mr. Basco. Honesty is the best policy, by Jiminy. There were many times in my life when I was tempted to stretch the truth so that I could make some material gains, but I always said, Olson, play the game fair. Olson, use your character. Olson, maintain your integrity.
Olson, shut up! Just listen to him. Sweden substitute for the sleeping pill.
What's the use to argue? The fact is, Luigi needs $40. I can maybe scare up 10.
Oh, well, I could scare up another 10.
I couldn't even frighten a half a dollar.
Mr. Basco, I wish I could help, but I don't...
No, no, friends, I'm not going to lend the money when I'm going to see how I'm going to pay back.
Luigi, be sensible. This is no time for false pride.
Yes, after all, your mother writes she needs the money badly.
Miss Spaulding, you think maybe she's sick?
Of course not.
Maybe they're just a new dress or a coat.
Dress or a coat, or maybe she's a cold and a freezing.
Don't be ridiculous. It's nothing like that. Maybe she just wants a little extra food.
Good. She must have been starving.
Him and Luigi, she just asked you to send her $40. Not a Red Cross unit.
I'm sure you've got everything over-exaggerated, Mr. Basco. Now, don't worry. It may be for some repairs around the house, like painting the house or adding some steps to the porch or putting on a new roof.
Oh, it couldn't be that, Miss Spaulding.
Why not?
My mama does all those things herself.
Luigi, if she does all that, then I know what she wants the $40 for.
For what, Mr. Schultz?
For a new bed so she can lay down for a shave. Luigi, my friend.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello. What brings you to my spaghetti palace today, eh?
Pasquale, you my friend, huh?
Sure, little banana nose.
I'm my friend and I'm my countryman, huh?
That's right, the paisan.
Then lend me $40.
All of a sudden, the paisan is a poison.
I'm a tattoo, you wouldn't do it.
Of course I would. Why you say that to Luigi? You know, as far as you're concerned, I'm like a leaky faucet where money is always a drip out.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're the biggest drip I know.
That's a funny thing. When I say it, it's a come out of different. Anyway, Luigi, in this case, the blood is a thicker than water.
Blood? What do you mean?
Forget it. The important thing is you got your $40.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you.
Think nothing about it, Luigi. Now I'm going to do you a little favor. Maybe you're going to do me a little favor.
What is you, Pasquale? What the favor you want I'm sure to do for you?
Marry my daughter, Rosa, just once.
Listen, Pasquale, I'm going to need the money badly, but don't ask
so
me.
So that's to... how much your mama means it to you, eh?
Pasquale, I'm going to do anything except to marry Rosa.
Luigi, outside of marry Rosa, there ain't anything.
But I'm going to promise you, if you lend me the money, I'm going to pay you back whatever interest that you want.
The only interest I want is the 6 of grandchildren. Well, what do you say? I offer you the 40. This offer is open only for the next 10 seconds. And between 5 and 10, I'm an oaken account. One...
Oh, wait. I just remember in my antique shop, in my little iron box. The gold ring my mom used to give me before I'm come to America. He's got a little diamond in it. I'm good upon it.
Now do you remember you hocked that ring 2 years ago? Ooh, what a mind.
Oh, yeah, but
Hey, but I'm got the pony ticket. Yeah, and I'm going to body on that.
Wait a minute. You're wasting your time. All the roads lead to Pasquale, and in the middle is the detour, always a Torosa.
Pasquale, that's no detour. That's a roadblock. Now, let me see. Here, I'm going to go on to my purpose. Huh? Who has the pawn ticket?
You forgot, eh? I own the pawn ticket, too.
What am I going to do? Hey, what's this? The United States Treasury bond for $50.
What?
Mamma mia, I forgot all about it. 3 years ago, when I'm first to come off of the boat, I'm going to show my appreciation. I'm bought this bond. Here, now I'm going to get to the $40.
Huh?
Pasquale, I'm done it to you now. I'm going to cash the bond and I get the money and then I...
What's the matter?
How am I going to cash in this bond now when there's 7 years or more to go? I'm a traitor to the country.
Yeah.
America needs my money and I'm taking it away from it.
That's what I say, Luigi. You couldn't do such a thing. Besides, you got a United States Treasury war bond.
So what?
So you can't cash in unless somebody's to declare war on the United States Treasury. If you cash in now, you starting to run on the Treasury, you're doing a terrible thing. You knock and a fort knocks.
What?
That's all right. Just imagine what's happened. Soon the word gets around that Bosco's a cash in his bond, the whole neighborhood starts cashing in. Soon the armies will run out of money, start to cut down expenses. They try to buy battleships wholesale. That can't be good. The stuff is defective. They begin shooting the guns and what's happened? No bullets come out.
That's a terrible...
It's a worse than a terrible. It's a catastrophe. And why is all this a happening?
Why, Pasquale?
Because the Luigi Bosco is a cash-in as a war bond.
Mamma, no money.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is just about the perfect taste treat to enjoy between your meals. There are lots of times when you get a hankering for something tasty to chew on, yet you don't want anything rich or filling. Well, a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum really does the trick. The delicious spearmint flavor satisfies your taste without spoiling your appetite. And the smooth, pleasant chewing gives you extra satisfaction. So for taste enjoyment plus chewing enjoyment, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's the favorite between-meal taste treat of millions. We know you'll enjoy it, too. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I got you a letter for $40, and I'm a hope it's nothing very bad that you need it for. But if you need it, you're gonna get it. It's gonna take a few days, maybe, because the rich people in this country, all their money is tied up with a frozen assets. That's what they call the cash. But anyway...
Luigi, my fellow boob!
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Uh-huh. From that tone of voice, I knew nothing good has happened.
Hello, Schultz. Can I get the money? If I'm a cash in the United States bond, I'm a bought when I'm first to come over here.
But what is stopping you?
Schultz, how you can say such a thing? You want Amma sure to do that to my country?
No, wait a minute. Who am I talking to? Luigi Bosco or Benedict Arnold?
Governor Pasquale agree with me. He says if I'm a cash in a bond, I'm a declare war on American battleships as soon as the whole country is going to be defective because you can buy Fort Knox wholesale.
Himmel, are you for Schimmel? Luigi, it's not for me to tell you what to do. You got to make it up your own mind. Like we say in the delicatessen business, every salami has got to stand up for itself. But don't ask me, ask anybody else. Sure, keep the bond, but if you need the money badly, like an emergency for your mother, the rest of Truman will have to...
Yeah, but it's just Schultz, you think American populism is not going to be angry with me if I cash in on my bond?
Who knows? In the next election, we can take a vote on it and find out.
No, I'm a counterweight. I know. I'm going to go out in the street and ask all the people what they think. I'm going to get everybody's opinion.
Sure, Luigi, that's a good idea. And don't worry about it. Everything is going to come out all right. Come on, Luigi, cheer up. Be like me, always happy, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Excuse me, Mr. Policeman.
Yes?
I'm like to ask you something. Would you cash in a bond?
What?
Would you cash in a bond?
Sorry, Mr. Ann got the cash on me. Try the bank.
Mr. Policeman, I mean, if you was to have a bond and you was in need of the money, would you cash it in?
Oh, you're taking a poll.
What are you talking about? I'm taking nobody's a poll. I'm never stealing nothing in my life.
Hey, wait!
No, goodbye. Hello, excuse me, lady. I'm going to ask you a question.
Well, I like that.
I'm glad you like it.
What?
Lady, if you was in need of the money.
My goodness, just like that.
But the money is not for me, it's for my mom.
A likely story.
Lady, you like everything I'm going to say, but you don't give me a chance to say it.
Well, here. Huh? Such going on.
Mamma mia, strange country. Just for asking a question, lady is going to give me 10 cents. Yeah, people, they're funny. I'm asking plenty of questions about cashing in the bonds. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Oh, it is nice and quiet here in the park. But there's a man sitting over by the tree on that bench. And he must be very rich because he's not working in the daytime. Yeah, I think I'm going to ask him. Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
You mind if I'm sit down by you on a bench?
Why not? It's a free country. Say, would you hand me that cigarette butt on the ground, please?
Cigarette on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, you was dropped it, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to taste it. I want to see if it's any better after it lays on the ground for a while.
Mr. Please, I'm going to like to bother nobody, but I'm going to ask a question. You was ever have a bond?
Sure, plenty. All my life I've been sprung on bail bonds.
Sprung a bail? Well, I'm got a U.S. bond. See? Yeah. I'm so ashamed I'm going to cash it in. What am I going to do, huh?
Ben, this is a democracy. You can do like you please, cash it or not. But I don't blame you for being ashamed.
See, that's just what I thought.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Is it signed?
Signed, sure, I'm signed it just so I could check. I sign on the back.
Yeah. Well, just so you won't be embarrassed, you sit right here.
Right.
I'll take it over to the bank for you and bring back the money.
Oh, Mr. You're wonderful person, thank you. Now I'm going to be able to send my mom the money she needs.
Sure, I'll have the dough for you. For your mother?
Yeah.
No. I can't do it. You're too trusting.
What's the matter, mister?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but I once had a mother. I did. Mother, wherever you are, I'm doing this for you. Here, Ben, take your bond back.
But why?
Take it to the bank yourself. I'm too ashamed.
And I'm no have to be afraid?
No. Not if it belongs to you. Goodbye, friend. And when you hand your mother the money, give her regards from Benny the Bum.
Sure, I'm glad to do that.
Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, Mr. Bum.
Just take a seat, Mr. Basco. I'll be with you in a moment.
That's all right, Mr. Banker Manager. I'm going to get plenty of time. I'm feeling so ashamed to cash this bank. If my mom is in need so bad, I'm never do it.
Well, I'm ready now, Mr. Basco. Oh, by the way, Judge Boss, this is Mr. Basco, one of the leading businessmen in the neighborhood. He's only been in America a few years, but I always point him out as a leading example of good citizenship. This country could always use men of the caliber of Mr. Basco. Now, Mr. Basco, what did you want to see me about?
Maybe you can let me have a free calendar. Treasury Department. This is the place. If nobody knows me, it's going to be easier to cash my bond. I'm going to do it. Excuse me, Miss Treasury Lady.
Yes?
Where am I go to?
To what?
To... Please, I'm not doing this because I'm a one.
Doing what?
Cash in my bond.
Well, why didn't you say you wanted to cash in a bond?
No, please, not so loud. The treasurers are going to hear you.
Just take your bond over to window number 7.
Thank you. I'm going to like this. She's giving me not a nice look.
Yes, sir.
Please, Mr. Treasurer.
I'm not the treasurer.
Oh, you're his son. The papa's out to lunch, huh?
I'm just the bond clerk. What did you want, sir?
Guess.
Did you want to buy a bond?
No, but I wish I could.
Well, then what is it?
Please, a guess again.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Please, sir, I'm busy.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to cash in something.
You want to cash in a bond?
Good for you. You're very smart. How much would I give you a fridge or something like an radio program?
All right. Let's have the bond.
Please, I'm ashamed. Maybe you just reach out and take it from my pocket, huh? This way I'm going to say I'm going to give it to you, but you took it yourself.
Mister, if you want to cash in your bond, you'll have to hand it over.
Then what are you going to do with it?
We send it to Washington.
With my name?
Yes.
Mamma mia, they're going to send me back to Italy.
Look, mister, I haven't got all day.
All right. Close your eyes. I'm going to put on the counter, and when you open them up, is it going to be there? Mama is for you.
All right. Hmm? This bond is 3 years old.
Oh, is it second hand, huh? All right, I'm going to take $2 or less.
I just meant, sir, if you cash this bond now, you'll be losing a lot of interest.
Oh, no, I'm never going to lose interest in America.
I meant the full interest. However, you do get part interest on your money. Here you are, sir. $40.
$40? But I'm only paid $37.50 for this, sir.
That's right, but with 3 years interest, it comes to $40.
No, I'm not going to charge America for my money. I'm going to take it back at $37.50.
Come back. Hey, come back here. Come back.
Everything I said you shouldn't have did, you did did.
Squally, I'm a had to. It was from my mom.
The government don't care. And then you insult the Treasury Department by turning down a $2.50. Luigi, for insulting the T-man, the government is going to make you one step worse. You what they call a U-man.
U-man? Pasquale, what's this?
You ever see the picture on the sign outside the post office? Uncle Sam wants a U? It means a U, the man they want.
No, Pasquale, it can't be.
It is a B. Especially for people who take advantage of citizenship without a citizenship of papers. Now, if you was 100% American, which could have happened by a marriage to a certain apartment.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes. No. I'm going to call her in and you tell her the good news yourself before it's too late. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Doctor!
Yes, Rosa. Say hello to a certain party who's applying for American ship.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, my darling, Luigi is now willing to become a part of the family.
Oh, goody. Papa.
Oh, shut up, you pig.
Mr. Basco.
Mamma mia, the treasury man.
Don't get excited, my son. I'm going to handle him. Now, Mr. T-Man, if you would have kindly come outside with me.
Mr. Basco, the boss made me come down here and give you this $2.50 that's due. You know, please, take it.
Luigi, don't touch it. It's a mark to money.
Don't be silly. I couldn't do a thing like that. I work for the government.
That's right. You work for United States government.
And this money is yours.
And I'm nothing in no trouble with you. I mean, you and my government.
Of course.
All right, I take it. Thank you.
Well, forget the $2.50, Luigi. We got a more important thing, like Rosa.
Oh, Pascal, you better not talk to me. You yourself said so.
What do you mean?
You said I'm a human.
Well, what's a human? I got to do with Rosa.
Plenty, I'm a human, his man, everything except the other man. Goodbye, Bob.
Say, Luigi, I meant to ask you a long time ago. Whatever happened with that U.S. bond?
Well, I heard of it. Someone I like to talk about. I'm cashed it in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, but 3 weeks ago, I'm sent to my mom with the money.
What'd she want it for?
I'm gonna know, but it must have been very important.
Hi, Pascal, a letter for you.
Oh, for from Italy. Wait, the Horowitz, I'm reading for you.
Good.
Yes, from my mom. Dear son Luigi, thanks for the money which you sent to me like I'm asked. I would no ask unless I know you're rich and I can afford to send. But I know you're going to be very happy with what I'm doing with the money. Always you're right how wonderful is America to you, so I'm sure how much I appreciate. And I'm took $37.50 from the $40 and I bought $50 United States war bond. Mamma mia. You're loving a mamma, Vasco, from Italy.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.